Welcome back to Indians Warm Up, time for the Manager's Show, brought to you by KeyBank with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Terry, the winning streak ended yesterday, 14 games. My goodness, a franchise record for this ball club, and a wild game that could have gone either way in the late innings. And before we get to that, the streak, I know you don't like to talk about it too much while it was happening, but now that it's behind this ball club, how do you look back on the last 2 weeks of winning?
Well, and I guess the point was I don't mind talking about, because I love bragging about our players. The point was is that we turned the page real fast, and like we will today, you know, regardless of how we've played the past 10 games, 5 games, 2 games, you need to turn the page or you miss what's right in front of you. That was all I was trying to say. It wasn't like I was superstitious or anything like that. But I did take a minute after the game last night to tell the guys that, hey, this is, you know, what you did, you know, is pretty impressive. And, you know, I know you're tired. We all are. We got a week to go to the All-Star break. Let's grind it out because we got a chance to have something special. And, you know, I don't know if every team can say that. And it's hard to have something special. You know, it doesn't come easy, so we got to really push. But I would say that the fact that I'm proud of them is probably the understatement.
A difficult loss yesterday in that late in the game, tie ball game, go-ahead run scores on a play at the plate, initially called out, but overturned with replay. And replay still a work in progress in your mind in some areas?
You know, that was a hard one for me to understand yesterday. And I want to make sure that, you know, I'm clear that, you know, the umpires on the field, their communication with me was actually outstanding before and after the game. I'm not happy with the explanation we got from the league. It doesn't matter. The game's over and we lost. I get that. I just am having a hard time understanding why that was turned over. And I've looked at it, I mean, till I'm blue in the face. I need to quit looking at it, because I just don't understand the explanation. You know, again, it happens. It happens to every team. It just, when it happens to you, it hurts. But like, just like everything else, you move on, because if you don't, you turn one day of aggravation into two.
A bright spot yesterday, the cycle. Rajay Davis hits for the cycle, a rarity in this game. He has been just a big part of what's happening here. Obviously, you expect it when you sign somebody to be a good contributor. Has he exceeded some of what you thought he might be able to do?
You know, Rosie's done a really good job. I think the one concern you have when you sign a guy and you know they're probably going to get more playing time is, you know, can they handle it? And Raj has done a very good job of keeping his body in shape, because his legs are such a big part of what he can do. And when a pitcher makes a mistake, he's hitting the ball out of the ballpark. And been fun. He's been a big spark plug for us.
Roster change today. Abraham Almonte, the suspension is over. He's here to help out in center field starting today. What do you expect from him after going through what he did the first half of the season?
Well, you know, the guys arranged it where yesterday he was down and kind of in limbo, and then we could make a move today depending on if we wanted to option him to AAA or call him to the big leagues. And we were going with two extra players, which is not a good thing to do, but we needed to get more Mondo here because of that 19-inning game. So when the game was over, we sent more Mondo back to AAA, and then we contemplated who to bring up, and we just felt like if we bring Abe, we can send him down if we need to and get somebody else. But with the lefties coming up next two days, it probably gives us a little bit of boost. The reports were that he was really playing good center field, swinging the bat really good left-handed. You know, right-handed is probably not his stronger side, but against some lefties, it just gives us a chance for some versatility, and we can, you know, maybe give Naquin or Chisnall a day off, because guys have been playing a lot.
First time in a long time you're playing the day after a defeat, but you have Corey Kluber going, and I know you like that.
Always when we write Kluber's name in. You know what, and like I said, I don't get too wrapped up in, you know, what we did yesterday. We got a good thing going. We just need to – we play good. We're going to lose games. I mean, you can't go through the year and not lose games. My goodness. And sometimes they're harder to win than others. But We just need to keep playing hard. The guys are paying attention to detail. And that can be a hard thing to do when you get tired. And I'm proud of our guys because we've been doing that. And we got to keep doing it. And we'll stay on them because when we play that way, we give ourselves a better chance to win.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Stay tuned. More to come from Toronto after this on the Indians Radio Network.